tonight.
Thank you, Brother Clark. Let's just worship the Lord for a moment tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, let's open up to the Lord tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. God bless you tonight. We greet you in the lovely name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Clark. Praise God. I want to thank you for this privilege to stand before you all tonight. I want to give honor to God, first of all, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. General Superintendent, Brother Don Johnson, one of the greatest men in this world. To both of our assistants, Brother Everett Mayo, Brother Steve Wilson, our general board, all of them from all over the country, great men of God, wisdom, integrity. All of the ministers of the Assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for the Assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think we got the very best. Oh, come on. I think we got the very best. Amen. I love the Assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is my family. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks to all of those who blessed us. Thus far, all the messages of love and commitment, blessings, salvation, fantastic speakers, preachers, teachers, we love every one of you. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost around here. I feel like the Lord saying, y'all have a nice day. Just have a nice day. Let the Holy Ghost move around here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I read an article that Paul Harvey wrote. He related a story I'd like to pass on to you tonight. That a father was pushing a stroller through a city park. A baby stroller, and a baby was screaming at the top of his lungs. And it was a summer day, and the park was filled with people. Everybody was watching. As the embarrassed young father passed by, he was heard saying, "Take it easy, Malcolm. Just relax. There's no reason to get excited. Just calm down. Everything's going to be all right. Come on, Malcolm. Just trust the Lord." An older lady was watching and stopped him and said, "My, what a nice baby you have there. Did you say his name was Malcolm?" And the frustrated father looked at her and said, "No, ma'am. His name's Barnaby. I'm Malcolm. That's the way I feel tonight. Take it easy, Dwight. Everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you love the Lord? I'm glad to be here with all of my friends tonight. Best friend I have in this world is here. My wife, I appreciate her so very much. Helps me in everything I do. She fixed all this stuff up on me and decorated me up, made me look this good. And she hadn't got much to work with. I think she's done a good job. I love her and appreciate her. My brother is here tonight, Brother Hank Cook. Helps us there in Olive Branch, does a great job. He and Sister Anna are here. Love them, appreciate them. Amen. All of you, I want to read a few scriptures tonight, and I want you to just let the Lord move on you. Will you do that? I'm sure you will. You always have. If you would turn with me to Genesis chapter 45, you might want to stand for the reading of the Word one more time. Genesis chapter 45 and verse 16. Brother Clark, I used to could read this down there, but I'm going to have to get a little closer now. 20 years is catching up with us. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto thy brethren, this do ye, lade your beast and go. Get you into the land of Canaan. Take your father and your household and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt. You shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, this do ye. Take you wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones, for your wives. Bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment. But to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. To his father he sent after this manner, 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed, and he said unto them, see that you fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father. Could we just one more time reverence the Lord together? Let him speak to our heart tonight. Lord Jesus, we praise you tonight, God. Oh, Jesus, speak to us, Lord, at this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. And everyone said, praise the Lord. God bless you. You can be seated. Aren't these musicians doing a great job? Everything has been so lovely. We appreciate all of everyone that's helping out. We thank you for it, all the work you're doing. I'd like to preach tonight something that would get you on your feet. Jump, shout, and run. Dance a little while. Perhaps you will. But I'm going to preach what I feel like the Lord gave me to preach tonight. Yes, sir. Amen. I feel like the Lord is saying to the assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ, see that you fall not out by the way. That's what I would like to use tonight for thought. See that you fall not out by the way. Amen. Don't fall out of fellowship this close to that great day that we're all looking for. Don't be separated by frivolous things that seem like clouds our minds and troubles us. You see, that one across the aisle from you is your brother. He's your sister. Walk with them. Hold their hand. Cope with each other and our indifferences. Hallelujah. We are doing a great work. We are the salt that's going to save souls in this hour. We are the light of the world. that many are going to come to out of the darkness. We are the city on the hill. Amen. To that wayfaring stranger. Amen. We must stay intact. We must remain brothers, loving, caring, and sharing. Hallelujah. I want to look at the scriptures tonight of what Pharaoh told these brethren. Take wagons, go get your little ones, your wives, your father, and come. Amen. I believe this is the decade of evangelism. I believe it's time to get family involved. Mom and dad, son and daughter. The son that hasn't really committed his life to God. Maybe we need to evangelize our homes. The daughter that hasn't made that commitment yet that really needs to be. Maybe it's time to evangelize our homes. Maybe it's time that we start in our own backyards. Amen. Maybe it's time to gather our own together and say, let's march out of here as a family unit. Oh, let's leave this place with a consecrated desire to do something for God like we never have before. If there's a brother out there, let's go get him. If there's a son or daughter left somewhere, we may have to take a wagon and carry them. They may be crippled. They may be lame. They may have been hurt. But it's time to get them back in. And let's go to that place that the Lord has told us to prepare ourselves for. Oh, hallelujah. And see that you fall not out, by the way. Oh, we've got a great job ahead of us. Amen. I think we need to forget about some of the hurts and who said what. Amen. It's only a family fuss. I think it's time to kiss and make up, don't you? Oh, hallelujah. My brother's here. I've got two brothers. We used to fight in the neighborhood. Man, we'd have family feuds around there. Amen. We'd challenge our other family. We used to fight the Brown family, live across the street from it. We'd have rock fights and tree limb fights and shoot BB guns at one another. Amen. You see, when we went out there on the front, it was me and Hank and Tip, what we call our brother. The three of us stood there boldly against the enemy. Amen. We'd fight the challenge that came against us. Sometimes we'd win, sometimes we'd run in defeat. Amen. But we stood our ground together. We watched each other's back and we loved one another. But I also remember some times in the backyard when nobody else was around, when the three of us would square off against each other and we'd have a go at one another. But oh, the battle was coming that we'd all stand together again. I believe it's time for the assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ to stand with our brothers and defend the front and watch the back of my brother. And let's bring them back in and put them back to the place that they ought to be, worshiping God together and loving one another like we was last night around here and like I feel like we're doing right now. Oh, hallelujah. We are going to see our Father. Pharaoh told them this. You just go get your families and come on. Regard not your stuff. Oh, there's so many have died in famine looking after their stuff. Amen. Those brothers could have went back and said, Dad, we're not going back to Egypt. We're going to stay down here and watch our flocks die one by one. We're going to protect them. We're going to look after all of this and watch our stuff. But Pharaoh said, don't worry about your stuff. I've got more than enough over here. I believe the Lord's telling us tonight to regard not the stuff. Go get your brother. Go get your mom. Go get your dad. Go get your brother and sister. I'll take care of you. I'll give you the stuff that you need. It's revival time. I said it's revival time. It's revival time. There's souls being lost. Our own children sometime are falling by the way. Get your wagon. Let's go get them. Oh, hallelujah. So Joseph gave them wagons and provisions for their journey. To each of them, He gave changes of raiment. And oh, I looked at these scriptures as the Lord dealt with me about this message. I looked at this and I thought, my, it's so much a reality of the same thing happens today. He gave them all a change of raiment. He gave them enough provision for what they need. But to Benjamin, he gave a little more. He gave him 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And then he sent a supply to his father. And he told these brothers, now you're going to have to be good stewards. And you take care of this and see that this gets from here to the father intact. You be a good steward over it. You do the best you can do with it. And you deliver that to them. Take care of this. And then he said, Joseph told him, said, now here it is. And you see that you fall not out of the way. Amen. You see, Joseph knew his brothers. He knew they were different in character. He knew they had sold him into bondage. He knew that they were the very ones that put him in the place that he had to go through so much difficulty, so many problems. They were the ones that turned their back and walked away on him. They were the ones that refused to be brother to him any longer. And now here he is distributing these things. And he gave one more than the other. And he said, now y'all see that you don't fall out by the way. Hallelujah. He knew that Reuben, if you look at Reuben, the man that forfeited all of his privileges. Jacob later on described this son as being unstable as water. Oh, let me tell you something, folks. We're all brothers. Amen. But some of us may be unstable as water. Some of us may sell out. Amen. Some of us makes mistakes. Some of us have forfeited some privileges along the way. Amen. If you look in his life, no judges, no prophets, no heroes sprang from Reuben. Amen. He was a man that forfeited the privileges. He was unstable as water. But Joseph gave him a commission. He said, you go and y'all see that you don't fall out by the way. Simeon, the man who was self-will. I'm glad we don't have any of them around the assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Self-will. He knew this man very well. It's not easy to deal with Simeon alone. He was always associated with his brother Levi. Simeon and Levi were brethren. Amen. But Simeon was deaf in the day that he should have heard. And he was disobedient and irresponsible when it was his lot that hung in balance. It was he and his brother that drew the sword of treachery against the Shishamites and slew all the males. And when they were rebuked by the father, they upheld in dignity their right to act as they did. Both of them acted self-will. What I want to do, I'm going to do it at any cost. He knew who he was sending back and what he had placed in their hands and how to be a steward over that. He knew what they were going to be like because he had already been at their hand and had suffered over the years from that. But oh, he trusted them with this and he said, see that you fall not out by the way. Friend, let me tell you something tonight. I believe the Lord has blessed us and he's given us great things. He's given some of us a few more than he gave the rest of us. He's blessed some of us more than he has others. He's given us some talents that he didn't give others. And oh, his only commission was this. See that you fall not out of the way. Don't get excited about that. You've got enough to make it. Stay together. Work together. Love together. Do it together. Levi was the man of isolation. Isolation was a feature in the history of Levi. It characterized him as much with Simeon, who he was paired with. The capacity to stand alone made Simeon and Levi conspicuous among their brethren in their attack upon the Shishamites. But he said, y'all see that you fall not out of the way. Judah was a man who was loved and praised. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. His conquests are listed. The scripture said that thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Here we have a prophecy of a conqueror, that's going to go forth. Amen. Brother Steve Wilson, he didn't give us all the same abilities. He didn't give us all the same qualifications. He didn't give us all the same talents. But he did give us a family to work with. And in my weakness, I can depend on my brother. And in my strongness, I can look over there at the weakness of my brother and say, let me help you. Let me lift you up and carry you. Amen. I'm a conqueror. And when you get in defeated area, just call on me. And I'll bring my family. And we'll pull you through it. I believe that's where we stand tonight, church. The strength of this organization, the strength of our homes, the strength of our church, the strength of our brethren is depending upon one another and the hope and the love and the grace of Almighty God. See that you fall not out by the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Zebulun, man of the open door, he became the commercial tribe. One of the few tribes from Lund, Zebulun became the commercial tribe. One of the few tribes that there was an open way by the sea to the vast world beyond. And maintaining this open door, the people were able to bring treasures in from the deep. You know what? All of us haven't got the ability to manage like some. All of us haven't got an open door and the financial means and the ways to reach out to others. But you know what I can do? I can depend on my brother to take care of that part. Amen. And what if I may not can do anything but pray, but I can hold up my end of it and let him be the open door to work through. We can hold up the foreign missionary department. If we can't be a missionary, we can hold them up. If we can't do that, we can let them do it and let them be the open door. And I'll stay over with my hands raised on my knees saying, God, reach the world through that missionary, through our missionary directors. God, let them be the one to stand with the open door. I don't want to fall out with them. Hallelujah. Issachar, a man who crouched down. He is described as a strong ass crouching down between two burdens or between two sheepfolds. There's some that may not have the spit and polish that others do. Amen. There's some that all they can do is be the burden bearers. And I tell you, we've got some burden bearers. We've got some that's carrying loads. They're crouched down between the two. And they're lifting with all they've got. I believe, even though sometimes we get disgruntled, sometimes we misinterpret, sometimes we misunderstand one another. But oh, I don't want to quit bearing a burden. And I don't want to take away from somebody that's bearing a burden. I may not be interested in that particular thing, but don't tear out from under them where they'll stumble, because somebody's got to bear that load. See that you fall not out by the way. He looked on another brother, Dan, the man whose name was blotted out, the fifth son of Jacob. Oh, with our finite minds, there's a mystery about Dan that we cannot solve. The mystery of the tribe of Dan is darker than the history of the other 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. But in the sealing of the 12 tribes in Revelation chapter 7, Dan's name is left out. That omission is absolute. Tribe is cut off from its brethren, its name blotted out. I don't know all of that. His birth arose out of jealousy and inordinate desire. Dan became the Ishmael of Jacob's family. Persistent idolatry clung to the Danites from the first to the last. It was because Dan was likened unto a serpent that some of the early fathers predicted that the Antichrist might come through him. Oh, we've had some that fell by the wayside. We've had some that utterly made a dung hill of their life. But they're a brother. They're a brother. He said, get your wagons, go get them. Get your whole family, bring them back. He's talking to his brother. He said, look at these men out here. Send them back. I think we ought to look around tonight. We may not agree on a lot of things, but friend, we can, by the association of Jesus' name, baptism, and speaking other tongues and repentance of our sin, and the very fact that we are saved by the power of God, we can become brothers, that we can hold one another up, and even though one may utterly make a mess of his life, he's my brother. See that you fall not out, by the way. Hallelujah. Gad, I'm going to hurry with this, but he was looking at his brethren that had sold him out. They had done him wrong. They were afraid when he announced who he was to them. They trembled. But oh, he looked through eyes of love. As a matter of fact, when he seen them and he seen his brother Benjamin coming, he turned and he cried and wept that they could hear him all over. Amen. He loved those brethren that had done him so wrong. There was Gad, the man of enlargement, no name in all the 12 tribes of Israel is so much played upon in Jacob's blessing as the name of Gad, meaning a troop. Invaders and robbers might try to plunder God, but victory would come and be his with result enlargement. Jacob predicted the tribe of Gad a time of sore conflict, yet a final conquest. He shall overcome at last. Amen. I believe that's where we are. We shall overcome at last. We may be fighting some long, hard battles. We may be having some personality conflicts. We may be having some disagreements. But we shall overcome by the power of the Holy Ghost that sweeps across this place tonight. Oh, we can be brother, and we can join together with a unified effort to leave this place with revival in our heart and revival our song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to hurry. I'm not going to go through all of these. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Maybe I will. Naphtali, the man who lacks self-control. Woo! When I read about Naphtali, I wept. Because I could see so much of my characteristics in all of these. I wept when I realized a man who lacked self-control. I'm trying, folks. I'm trying. I believe we got some other folks that's trying. Amen. We haven't arrived yet. We're still working on this character. There was 12 brothers. There was 12 different attitudes. There were 12 different spirits. There were 12 different men with 12 different minds, 12 different directions. But they were brothers. And they had a cause. And they wanted to save their families. Isn't that where we stand tonight? Oh, hallelujah. And Benjamin, the man beloved of Jehovah. Prophecy of Jacob regarding Benjamin is short and easily verified. Personal courage, martial temperament, character, that was a characteristics of the Benjamites throughout history. All throughout history, before us in Benjamin, as a raven wolf devouring the prey and divine the spoil, Benjamin was the last, the bravest, and the best-loved tribe of all the tribes of Israel. The center of affection of the whole family and the dwelling place of the beloved of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I want to be loved of God, don't you? I hope that's where we're at tonight. Maybe we're just the youngest son. Beloved of God. That's enough. Amen. That's enough. Don't have to carry all the load. Don't have to make all the decisions. Don't have to do all of the responsibility. Don't have to sing the best. Don't have to preach the best. I just want to be loved of God and be able to look across and say, that's my brother. Don't you say one thing about him. He's my brother. I love him at any cost, at any way. That's my brother. God told me to watch out for him. Hallelujah. Now we have some gifted preachers. We have some gifted singers, some organizers, some teachers. We have some have large churches. Others have home missions. We see a representation tonight of large churches. Many people. Amen. Large bank books. And we also, in the same congregation as brothers, see some that are struggling and they're praying, God, open somebody's heart to give one more dollar for this home mission work that I'm working in right here, that we can keep this door open one more month, one more year, to win one more soul to you. Help me, God, that I can do that. Oh, He's given us all some different talents, but He said, see that you fall not out by the way. Just because you have a larger church than I do, I don't want to cut your legs out from under you to make us the same size. God bless you. God bless your church. God give you 100 this weekend as new souls being prayed through. I'm praying for your church. I'm praying for your son. And I'm praying for your daughter. And I think we need to get the wagons and let's go get them. Well, hallelujah. We're going to see the Father. There's some of us driving Lincolns. Some of us are here riding with others. Because their automobile would not make the journey. Some have money to spend and can go and buy a new dress and a new suit and go out to eat. And there's some of us that brought a little cooler with ice that we run down the hall and get and put our baloney in it. Hello? I'm talking to some today. You know what I'm talking about. Some of us are blessed with good health. And there's others sitting here tonight that's not able to lift our hands. There's some here tonight that's not able to leap to their feet. Oh, you know what I say? I'll leap for you. You're my brother. Oh, see that you fall not out by the way. Oh, let me shout for you. Let me dance for you. Let me worship with you. I'm your brother. Let's do it together. See that you fall not out by the way. All right, go ahead and praise Him. We're brothers. We're brothers. We do have a cause. The need is great. We need to hold somebody's hand tonight and say, I feel your need. I'm with you. I'm with you. Let's go get the little ones. Oh, let's go get the little ones. Let's go evangelize, folks. Evangelize. The decade of evangelism. We don't have long, but we've got the opportunity. We don't have a lot to work with, but we can use what we got. Amen. I'm not by myself. You're with me, and I'm with you, and we can do it. There's been enough time of separation. It's time to kiss and make up. We've had enough lonely nights of guilt about what we did and what we said and where we was. Oh, let's get back together. Let's preach the oneness of God. Let's preach Acts 2:38. There ought to be a cry of holiness come from this congregation when we leave here. A unified effort. If my brother's falling slack, I'm going to pray. I'm going to lift him up. I'm not going to cut him off. See that you fall not out by the way. I want to tell you something. Hallelujah. We're serving a God tonight that's able to overcome all of our misgivings and misunderstandings. We're serving a God that's able to bring all this back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I remember as a boy, I referred back to our home. My father passed away several years ago. Amen. There was times that we would get into a little scrap between brothers, you know. You know, they'd just square off with one another and let go. But I'm going to tell you something. When we came in that house and we got in the presence of Daddy, there was a calmness that come over us. And I wasn't right anymore. And brother wasn't right anymore. And that brother wasn't right anymore. Daddy was right. And his spirit would make us melt in our shoes. And we could stand there. He didn't have to whip us. He could look at us with those eyes of love and concern and say, "What's going on, boys?" And we would see tears running down our face. And a few minutes ago, we were fussing and we were arguing and we were complaining. But now, in the presence of Daddy, all that changed. I'm saying tonight, we need to take it today. Let's all go march it in and say, "Daddy, I want you to take over." My God is unquestionable. He's uncontestable. He's unconditional. He's unexceptional. He's unequal. He's unimaginable. Amen. He's unrestrainable. He's unspeakable. He's unthinkable. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Let's go see Daddy. He's understanding. And he's unlimited. And you know what's good about all that? He is in you. We ought to have some of these characteristics. Woo! Hallelujah. No wonder Paul said, "Nothing can separate me from the love of Christ." No wonder David said, "I'll go fight the giant." Oh, hallelujah. No wonder Daniel said, "I'm going to keep praying." Oh, hallelujah. Because God was unstoppable. Praise God. No wonder Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego said, "God will deliver." An absolute. No question about it. I don't care what Robert says. That's undebatable. Woo! God will deliver us. But even if he don't, we're still not going to bow down. Woo! We're brothers. We're standing together. We're going to hold one another's hand when we march in that fire. And my God's going to bring us out of it. Would you stand? Greater is he. Greater is he. Oh, when I look at my frustrations, when I look at my problems, when I look at that mountain that's in front of me, greater is he. That's in you, and you, and you. Greater than all of that. See that you fall not out by the way. Oh. Lift your hands and worship God with me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, let's talk to him. Hallelujah.
Keep me close to you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Don't let me fall.
Could I ask you to do something tonight? You know what? Most of us pastors have done this countless times. I don't know why we can't do it. We've asked others to do it. Could we, as brethren, as family, There may be some Reubens here. There may be some Gads here. Any number, any one of these brethren, that characteristic may be here. But could we tonight make the same step that these brothers with the 12 different attitudes? Could we get what God's blessed us with? Could we join together tonight, march down, go into the land, and get the little ones? I'd like to ask you to do this. The preachers, Assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ, and any of you that would like to and can. I know we're limited to space. I'd like my wife to come up here and join me. I'd like for you to bring your wife. Preachers, let's come up here and let's pray together. Let's join this family like it ought to be. Sister Cook, come right on up here if you would. Oh, God. I don't want to fall out with you. I don't want to fall out with my wife. I don't want to fall out with my brother. Oh, God. My God. We've got a great work to do, folks. There is nothing that we can't do together. There is nothing we can't do together. Oh, hallelujah, this is great. Let's just lift our hands together right now in a unified prayer.